This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. Since the outbreak of the coronavirus, all of our lives have changed in some way. Maybe that means you're working from home for the first time, or having to put off a major life event like a wedding or funeral. It might mean you're out of work, taking an unexpected financial hit, or juggling work while having your kids at home. In our series, Social Distancing, WFAE Sarah D'Elia speaks with you, our listeners, about the challenges you're facing. WFAE is trying to do its best to work remotely, so the majority of this series, including the interviews, are being done from Sarah's dining room table. In our latest installment, Sarah speaks to a woman who worries about what will happen to her mother, who's several states away in hospice care.
Many of us are still trying to figure out what the new normal is when it comes to communicating with loved ones, especially if they are older and living in facilities that are currently shut out from the outside world. For 57-year-old Tammy Camiso of Fort Mill, visiting her father, who lives in a nearby nursing home, means utilizing high-tech hearing aids so they can talk, even if they aren't in the same room.
That I have a little speaker that I can use for out in public and there's a lot of loud noises. It'll pick up my voice and put it right in his hearing aid. So he was on one side of the glass and I'm on the other. I could talk to him and he could hear me.
But it's more complicated when it comes to her 90-year-old mother, Margaret, who is receiving hospice care at a facility in Florida where Tammy's brother lives.
She says she's ready to go, and I'm finally at the point where I'm kind of ready to let her go, but I don't want her to go during all this. Like, I would like for us to be there. So it's rough. If she gets coronavirus, she's definitely a goner.
Tammy says her mother's health has been on the decline for the last 4 years. There have been broken bones and issues with her heart and lungs, just to name a few. Under normal circumstances, Tammy visits her mom in person every few months. But since the outbreak of the coronavirus, that's no longer possible. With the facility on lockdown, Tammy tries to call her mom often, every day or every other day, but it's hard. Margaret is sick and sleeps a lot. She doesn't usually hear the landline in her room ring.
That's why I got her one of those old people's cell phones. And so that's been going okay. And we had her on the iPad trying to do messenger calls. That's how we tried at first. But then the Wi-Fi is really bad there and it kept dropping her and she doesn't know how to put in the password. And it's hard to teach a 90-year-old technology.
Tammy has made peace with the fact that her mom, who she lovingly describes as a spirited 1970s granola-eating, bra-burning mom, is closer to the end of her life than she has ever been before. In fact, the family affectionately refers to her mom as the comeback kid. Every time her family thinks it's the end, Margaret pulls through.
And she laughs even now. And I go, well, I guess you're going to get when we just least expect it. Like, I have to stop thinking like this.
But what Tammy can't stop thinking about is the very real fact that if her mother passes away in the near future, she will die without any family present. That's what happened to her mother's roommate, Tiffany.
I felt sad. I gotta say, I shed a tear when my mom told me because, she was super funny and witty and on point, but she would joke around with me and she was pretty cool. And my mom said, as the people at the facility packed up her stuff, they found interesting things and they were talking about it. And my mom said she could tell that she was a woman that had traveled and it was sad. But yeah, that bothered me a lot because I was like, that lady didn't deserve that. Neither does my mom. And it bothered my mom and it kind of gave her that kick in the butt to try to get up and get moving again.
Tammy says so far, there haven't been any reported cases of the coronavirus at the center where her mother lives. And the hospice team has assured her, if Margaret takes a turn, they'll be there with her till the end. And that's a small comfort for Tammy. She's not flying at this point, and her mom is about an 8.5-hour drive away. What Tammy does know is that her mother, Margaret, does have family, and family that wants to send her off together. She sighed and said, I don't think anyone should die alone without someone holding their hand. WFAE wants to hear from you. If you'd like to share your story on the new challenges you're facing in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak, give us a call and leave a voicemail. The number is 704-916-9114. Or go to WFAE.org for more information. Follow WFAE for the latest news, and we hope you and your loved ones are taking care.
I would have liked it if she was closer to me. But you can, you just make your decisions the best you can at the time with all the information you have at the time. And that's all you can do.